When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Here on the line for the first time, TJ Hairston on the show, wide receiver who also plays a few other sports besides the sport of football, so we'll definitely get into that with him. He's in the class of 2014 out of Watertown, Massachusetts, and I welcome him here for the first time onto the show. TJ, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well and happy to have you here. And first and foremost, let everybody know the fact that you play three different sports, and so obviously football is one that's known here, you know, as far as your recruitment and how I really got to know about you a little bit. But what are the other two sports that you play?
I play basketball and baseball.
And looking at these three sports, you know, basketball, football, baseball, three big sports in America, how do you find a way to juggle three different sports that really take an entire year in and of themselves?
Honestly, it's kind of complicated at first, you know, but it definitely pays off. Like, football, like, playing three sports is definitely helpful because, like, if you play one sport, like, it can help you in others. Like, for example, like, basketball, you know, jumping up to get rebounds helps you with your vertical leap in football, going up to grab the ball. Baseball, you know, hand-eye coordination, you know, fast reactions, quick reflexes, it helps you. And also, you know, the lifting piece is also a big part, you know, when you can lift from September all the way to June, that helps you, that gets you stronger, faster, quicker, all the above. So it's, you know, I definitely recommend being a three-sport athlete. It can help you in all different ways.
A three-sport athlete that's known very well in history, Bo Jackson. Do you know anything about him? Did you follow any of his history?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's, that guy's, you know, he's a freak. But, yeah, he's something, you know. It's good because, you know, he's big, you know, him being a three-sport athlete, you know, it's such a prime example. He's a leader for others, you know. People, you know, some people look up to him now and say, you know, what if he didn't, you know, have a career-ending hip injury, what he could have done. But he works out, he's solid, he's a solid player, such a great example.
When you look at the sport of basketball for you, TJ, what position do you play and how do you feel you've been doing at that position in high school?
You know, playing basketball, like, it's definitely helping, like, you know, speed-wise, you know, it's more of like a stamina game, you know, you're going up and down the court for 40-plus minutes, depending on how much playing time you get, but definitely helping your teammates, you know, that's a leadership thing. When you can be a leader on and off the court, help your teammates, that's also key, because people look up to you, and you know, and just helping your teammates out, you know, on and off the court, you know, definitely the stamina piece, like I said, being strong too, you know, being able to play with other guys that are, you know, maybe twice your height, maybe have a couple pounds on you, you know, that gets you also more physical for, you know, football, so that's also a big piece, you know, and basketball is one of my better sports.
When you look at basketball, you know, what position are you typically playing when you're on the court?
I play center, so I'm a 6'4", 170 pounds, maybe not the heaviest kid, but, you know, I'm a tall target, so, you know, people look for me, and I can play down low, I can shoot, I can go by people. I have a lot of weapons, but I try to help out my teammates as best as I can, and, you know, when I see something wrong, I try to be that leader on the court to try to help out people, you know, and look up to my teammates to see, you know, what can we do to become a better team, and, you know, what, and if people see that I'm doing something wrong, what can they do to fix me, you know, and I like to be coached. I'm a coachable kid, you know, I have a head coach, he won two state championships for our high school team, and, you know, I look for him to advice, you know, he's my leader, so, you know, whenever I'm doing something wrong on the court, I want to become better, you know, and do whatever I can to lead my team to victory.
And who is that coach for you on your basketball team? Describe him to everybody that's listening in and what he's really taught you as far as what can help you in the future.
His name's Stephen Harrington. He led Watertown to two state championships, one in 2007, one in 2009. And he was me. He's more of like, you know, TJ, you're a leader, so, you know, you're a great athlete, you set a great example, so, you know, try to help out the underclassmen, you know, and keep pushing, you know, he wants me to get better every day, you know, he wants me to work, you know, he's constantly saying get to the weight room, and I am, So, you know, I'm working at it, and he wants me to, you know, to become, you know, one of the elite players in the league next year, and I'm trying my best to do that. That's why I'm, you know, I'm playing three sports and I'm working out, and I'm trying to set a great example for, you know, athletes that are going to come through Watertown High School also, you know, one of the underclassmen. They're going to be in my position one day, so, you know, I want to do my best, you know, to do what I can to, you know, hopefully lead this team to a third state championship this year, because we have an all-senior starting lineup, so, you know, we've been playing together since we were in seventh grade, and Harry Harrington's been watching us, so, you know, this year is our chance.
When you look at your third sport in the sport of baseball, what position are you playing out there, and what does that do for you? You know, how have you performed in baseball? You talk about state championships for basketball, and obviously we're going to be talking about football here very soon, but looking at the baseball side of it, what position are you playing, and what have you been able to accomplish in baseball?
I'm a pitcher, 6'4" pitcher. I'm actually a lefty, so that gives me kind of an advantage. You know, I'm an all right pitcher. You know, I'm getting better as the years go on. I got a little bit playing time my sophomore year. You know, I had a couple kids that were ahead of me on the mound, but this year had a 4-2 record overall. I did okay. You know, could have done a lot better, but you know, when I'm on the mound, you know, I just think of one thing: look at the catcher and just throw it right in his glove. And you know, my coach always said, you know, TJ, just look at the catcher's eyeballs, because, you know, when I do that, I throw 85% strikes. So, and when I'm on fire, like, I'm just on fire. So, you know, and I have long arms, so, you know, that also helps. You know, my fastball is probably about 76, 77, around there. You know, I'm trying to get it to 80 this year. But, you know, our team was all right this year. We only hung in there. We had a 9-11 record. You know, I thought we could have done a lot better, but we lost in the first round this year. It was tough, but we had every kid literally going 100 miles per hour, giving 100% effort, and maybe people thought this team could have been better, and they're right, but I can tell you right now that we gave 100% effort, and we didn't back down from anybody. Either if it was the first team in the state to last, we gave 100% effort, and, you know, our coach was happy with what we did, and, you know, next year is our big year, so we're going to look forward to that, and, you know, I'm looking forward to pitching again. It'll be another great experience.
Being a pitcher, being a center, and then on the football field, being a wide receiver, what has life been like on the football field for you, and how do you feel you've been performing at that wide receiver position?
I think I've been pretty good. You know, this year, or last year, I had one of my best performances, had 3 touchdowns, over 700 yards receiving. To my sophomore year, I started, but we had a slot receiver who was insane. He had over 1,000 yards. I didn't, you know, get thrown to a lot because we had our slot receiver. He was dominant. But sophomore year was kind of like, I was unexpected, because it was my first year in varsity, and the speed was totally different, because when I was a freshman, I was playing on freshman, and then they jumped right to varsity. So, you know, playing against, you know, going up against senior, junior cornerbacks as a sophomore was kind of crazy. And then this year, I kind of knew what I had to do. You know, I had expectations. I said, okay, because our senior slot receiver, he graduated when I was a sophomore, so I had a lot of fields to shoot. And this year I came in, and we had a good senior quarterback, and, you know, I got faster, quicker, lifted in the off season, just worked really hard. And then, you know, this year I thought I had a breakout year, and, you know, I look to get better next year, you know. And as a wide receiver, you know, it's weird, because, like, the first time you go out there in September, like, it's like, oh my God, it's unreal, you're playing again, and, like, you get nervous. Like, I got nervous the first time I went out this year, because, you know, I had big expectations, and people, I thought I had a little bit of pressure on me, but I came through, busting my tail every day of practice, and, you know, here I am getting recruited, so it's a blessing.
When you look at all three sports that you play, TJ, from baseball, basketball, and football, did you think that football was going to be the one that you would be recruited for, or were you hoping it would be one of the other sports? I mean, how has this really gone on for you? Because you play all three, so was football always the top one for you, so to speak, as far as your future?
Yeah, football has been my sport. I've wanted to play in college ever since I was a little kid. You know, I started playing football when I was about 6 years old, and you know, I actually backed up on, I used to play running back, so it was kind of a little bit of an adjustment when I got older, but, you know, my dad has been also a big piece. You know, he's been pushing me as much as I can. And he wants me to get better, and, you know, he's a strict coach. He used to coach me when I was little, and he can't coach me anymore, but he always, you know, used to push me to the limit, always make sure I'm on top of things. And, you know, ever since when I stepped on the last field when I was a little kid, I loved it, and I was like, hey, I want to play when I get older. Like, I don't care how many years it takes, but I want to play, like, when I get older. And then about when I was probably about 12, 13 years old, that's when I switched to wide receiver, and then coaches realized I had good hands. You know, I was fast, I could get by people. And then usually, like, my dad talked to me sophomore year about playing in college, and I told him absolutely 100%, like, that's the number one sport I want to go for. And, you know, I worked hard, and then, you know, last year I sent I'm on a recruiting website for GoBig.com, and that was last year. I sent my sophomore film out to a couple college coaches, and then this year I sent out 100 plus emails to all different coaches, get my name on the radar, and, you know, I got a couple of responses. So, you know, it's good. You know, I love the sport. I love playing. I love physicality. I'm a competitor. And, you know, I just love the game in general. So hopefully I get to play at the next level.
What has life been like in this recruiting process for you so far?
It's been good. I've been to 7 camps. I've been to UMass twice, Central Connecticut, UNH, UConn, BC, and another camp. It's been a really busy summer. Haven't gotten no rest, but that's what you got to do. You know, you got to take care of business. But the recruiting's been good. You know, I'm talking to UNH a lot. You know, I'm talking to UMass. Central Connecticut State offered me an unofficial scholarship. So, you know, it's been really busy. You know, it's good to get your name out there and keep working hard, because, you know, not only do you want to set a great example, but you want to set the town that you represent a great example. And if you can play at the next level, that's a blessing.
When you look at that unofficial from Central Connecticut State unofficial offer, just describe what that offer really is in being an unofficial one for now.
Yeah, it was unofficial because, you know, my SATs, like, I didn't meet the requirement. You know, I was 120 points off, but you know, I'm taking a summer class right now, and I'm really trying to get it up come September when I take the SATs again and I meet that requirement, it can be an official offer, and then I have something on the table, because usually if you get one offer, you start getting more offers as they come in. So, you know, honestly, like, I just got to keep working hard in the summer. I'm studying hard. I'm doing everything I can, because, you know, this SAT is my life. It determines whether I actually get the scholarship. So, you know, I'm busting my tail and trying as hard as I can to make sure I have Central Connecticut State lockdown.
How important is it for you? I mean, obviously this SAT score is going to be important in your recruitment, as you stated, but how important is the student side of student-athlete to you in general?
It's very important. I mean, some colleges, like they all have different things, you know, they all have different requirements for SATs. I mean, I know Fordham talked to me a little bit, too, and Fordham, I heard, is a very big academic school, so they require, like, high SAT level, but all colleges vary. All their SATs is, you know, different. I talked to UNH. UNH said that they don't rely heavily on the SATs. They just require more of, like, it's called your 16 core courses, so by the end of your senior year, you need to complete all 16 core courses, which is, like, 4 math, 3 reading, 3 English, 2 mathematics, and a couple other classes. But, you know, they require, and then you have to look at the GPA scale. You know, they have what you call, like a balanced scale. So if you have, like, a 2.9, 3.0 GPA, they require, like, a certain SAT score. I think I passed it for, like, the 2-part. But the higher your GPA is, the lower the SAT score needs to be. But the lower GPA you have, the higher your SAT score needs to be. So I'm average. I'm in the middle. So they require, I think, like, 650 for 2-part. But I think I passed it. But it's been good.
When you look at the schools that you have of interest as you work forward here and try to establish your future in playing college football outside of Central Connecticut State, whom we talked about, you had given me, when we had discussed off the air, a top five, so to speak, and share with everybody who that top five currently is.
top five right now, I would say possibly UConn's number one, Syracuse number two, BC number three, UNH number four, and Central Connecticut State five. But no, it honestly varies. Like I'm still thinking about it. Like I don't really. That's like a guesstimation of what it could be. Yeah, it could change because you know I'm still looking at you know more Division One, Double A colleges, and even D1 colleges. BC is still there, but I haven't heard back from BC. But you know it changes every day. You know I'm constantly thinking about it. I don't really have a top five sealed. It's totally up in the air at this point because you know I'm still thinking about you know what I can do, and I'm thinking about this season. You know, I got to take it one day at a time. I can't take it like, okay, next year. I got to take it one day at a time. So, you know, whatever happens, happens. You know, I work hard every day, just trying to get better, and then whatever falls into place. But I don't really have a sealed top five. That's just a guesstimation of what it could be.
When you look at the camps that you've gone to, what have you heard from some of the coaches at these camps? You know, you've said a little bit earlier that you'd gone to a bunch of camps this summer. What has been some of the feedback that you've gotten?
Some of them, you know, I got to work on my speed, definitely speed. My 40 is not a big thing. You know, I need to work on my speed. I get like 4.8, 4.7 is my best, but I've averaged usually 4.8 this summer. And my speed needs to get up, you know, and if that, you know, if that's what it is, then that's what it is. I need to work hard and I need to get faster by the season because the UConn coach, the wide receiver coach, Terry Weiss, I went over there for a camp, and he told me, you know, I saw your 40, but it wasn't the fastest 40 time, but if you can get in the game and you can play fast and you can play at the 4-5 level, 4-5 speed, then you're good. You don't have to have the 40 fastest time to play for like a D1 school. If you can go on the field and you can play fast and play quick and go all out and beat defenders, then you're doing the right thing. But you know, and strength is, you know, is a little bit, but that's going to get there. I'm working at it, but you know, speed is my main concern. But I'm going to get there. It just takes time.
When you look at camps and looking at Syracuse, that was one of the camps that you were supposed to go out to but didn't get an opportunity to. Do you have any hopes of trying to, you know, reconnect with Syracuse, or have you stayed connected in any way with Syracuse despite not being able to go to the camp?
Yeah, I definitely want to go to the school. I mean, that would be huge. I definitely want to, like, play for that school. It would be a dream come true. You know, unfortunately I couldn't go because I was already at like 5 camps that week or the week before, and I was all burnt out and my dad had work, and I just had a really busy schedule. I wish I could have gone, and then again you're talking a 4-hour drive, so I mean that's also a big piece. But yeah, absolutely, like Syracuse is a huge school. Like I want to play for them. Like it'd be one of my top schools I'd love to play for. And if that requires me to work as hard as I can to get to that point, I'll take the challenge, because you know, playing at that level, you have to be extremely good, but you got to just put the work in. Like it doesn't come easy. Nothing comes easy. If you put a lot of work in and you believe you can make it to that school, it can happen. You just got to stay positive.
When you say that Syracuse would be a dream come true to play for that school, why would it be a dream come true? What is it about Syracuse that makes you say that?
Just, you know, just being able to go out there and compete against, you know, the best in the country. You know, I've looked at them the past couple of years. They win bowl games. You know, they're ranked. You know, they're a terrific academic program. You know, and their fans are great. You know, and being able to play in orange and blue is awesome. You know, just being able to compete against the hardest cornerbacks in the country and get better and just have a shot to, you know, to get better, even if you play at that level, it's just awesome, because you know, you never know, like you can play terrific and you know, you never know who's watching. So you know, being able, and then again, you have teammates that are also good leaders at a school. Like they set a good example. You know, you're playing with kids that you don't know, and you get to build chemistry with the team, and you can define leadership and be able to play against top-notch schools in the country playing with a Syracuse uniform on. That's awesome. You know, that's terrific. So, you know, we'll see what happens, but Syracuse would be awesome to play for. I would love to play for that school.
When you talk about Syracuse playing up against the top talent, out of all the schools that you've talked to me about, is Syracuse the school that has the highest as far as when it comes to talent within their school and then the talent that they go up against? Of all the schools that you looked at, do you feel that the talent level would be at its high point if you went to Syracuse?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I look at you guys. The talent is extremely competitive there, and like I said earlier, you got to be good to play that program. But if you can show, you know, the recruiters, the coaches, that you bust your tail for how long it is, then you know you can get a shot. And whether it's being a walk on, giving a scholarship, like, you can play for that school. Like, you just got to work at it, like, constantly, day after day. And you just got to be willing to say, I don't care what it takes, but I'm going to get there. And the talent level is good. You guys hang in there. You guys compete. Syracuse competes day after day. They work hard, and that's why they're good, and that's why they're ranked every year, and that's why you guys win bowl games. It's because you guys work hard to compete, and that's why you guys are what you are today.
Before I let you go, you had mentioned before, TJ, about your father and how he's always pushing you and that he coached you as a kid. How important has your father been, not just with football, but in life in general to you?
He's been a big part of my life, a huge part. I thank him for, you know, every day. I've been playing football with him ever since I played when I was 6 years old. You know, he's been extremely strict on me, and I know I can give him a hard time, but he's just constantly up in my face, and I like that. Like, I like being coached hard, because it just gets me better. And he wants me to get better, and I know I want to get better, so that's good. Like, and he's an important role model in my life, and I look up to him. And whenever I have questions about football, you know, he answers them. And even after games, I can give him a hard time again, but he always wants to, like, get up in my face and say, oh, why didn't you do this? Like, why didn't you do that? Like, you can do so much better. Like, and he gives me tips as to what I'm doing wrong, but it's the right thing. Like, he gives me right advice, and, like, he knows, because he's played college football himself. He played at, I think, Pittsburgh State, and then he transferred to Plymouth State. He played with, he went to the NFL. He played with a guy named Joe Dudek. So, and he's been playing at the, you know, at the college level, and he knows, you know, my dad knows, you know, how I am as a football player, and, you know, his experience, and he wants his experience to transfer into my experience, you know, and he wants me to be the best I can be, and that's the thing. That's the key thing. Be the best you can be is key, because, you know, with him in my life, without him, I don't know where I'd be, because, you know, he's coached me. He's been there for me all my life, so I'm extremely happy to have him in my life and for him to teach me about football and the game.
Looking away from the game of football, you can tell back and forth with us talking, and obviously with me going down to Massachusetts recently here to visit some family that I have. You have a little bit of an accent there, and what's it like having that accent? Because I think the Massachusetts accent, you know, that the Boston type accent, that type of area, is pretty pronounced when it comes to accents around the country. What's it like having that accent?
I mean, it's normal for me. I mean, because I haven't lived out of this state at all. I've never lived out of this state. It's fine. I mean, it's normal. I go to, you know, New Hampshire, like, for a vacation or for a football camp, and I talk to them, and it's not really much of a big difference, you know? And they just, around here, just, like, it, people are good people. They're good people, you know, and I'm respectful to whoever I talk to, and, you know, I try to, you know, be a good leader and to show respect no matter who it is that lives in the state. But not much people have different accents than around other states in New England. So, it's nice. You know, I meet nice people, and, you know, when I work on the football field, I meet nice coaches. You know, I introduce myself, and they all speak the same. They all have, you know, some of them have the same personality. They have, there's lots of, you know, kindness and love in the air, and I'm glad to be, you know, part of Massachusetts living in here. So, you know, it's awesome.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time, TJ, to talk with me, not only about football, but about the other sports you play, your family, and life in Massachusetts and in that area in general of New England. So as your recruitment continues, I definitely want to keep in touch and have you back here on the show, and I thank you for taking some time out to talk with me.
Absolutely. Thank you.
A special thanks once again to TJ Hairston out of Watertown, Massachusetts, wide receiver looking for that home for the incoming 2014 freshman class for college football. Plays three different sports but is looking to get recruited into college for the sport of football and is in that process right now of finding what team fits best. He gave a top five of teams he'd like to play for, very high on Syracuse and the opportunity to play for them if that was to come up. So we will stay tuned with him as he continues through his process and finds his way into college football coming up shortly. I thank you all for listening here on WakeUpCallDT.com, and make sure if you haven't yet to download the free app that you can get at the Apple Store or the Google Play Store by searching Sports DT. That's SportsDT. And if you want to get it on your iPhone, iPad, iPod, you can also get it by going to wakeupcalldt.podbean, podbean.com/mobile, MOBILE. So you can get it in a direct link by going right there, and you can also get it on iTunes by searching the podcast Wake Up Call with Dan Satora. So I thank you all for listening, however you're listening, and for those that made it possible, Carvel DeWitt on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, right at the end of Erie Boulevard, down from the fire station, the only place that you can get the Wake Up Call Sunday. It is an honor and a privilege to have my own Sunday where I could walk in and order something that's connected to what I do. The Wake Up Call Sunday featuring soft serve chocolate, vanilla, or twist with cookie dough pieces and caramel swirl topped off with whipped cream and a cherry. And if you want sprinkles, then get sprinkles. It's your Sunday. It's your time to enjoy. I wanted to make something special for you, something that I thought would describe things that I like in cookie dough and caramel, but at the same time be something that so many people could enjoy. So go out and try the Wake Up Call Sunday at Carvel DeWitt, the longest standing Carvel franchise in the entire country. And if you're an Oreo fan, you can go out there and enjoy the Oreo cakes of cappuccino, mint, and original Oreo starting at $9.99 at Carvel DeWitt, now featuring Carvel Light. So if you want to get less calories per ounce, you still want to go out there and get that Carvel flavor that you've enjoyed for so long, or maybe you're a first timer and you want to try out what Carvel is all about, you could do that now for less calories per ounce with Carvel Light. I also want to give a special thanks to Carrie and Daily Physical Therapy, who have put me on my path to hope to be at a place where I can say that my body feels better. It feels stronger and more stable, because a few years ago when I had hurt my knee, it was something that I didn't know if it was going to get better. I didn't have doctors there that cared about me. I didn't have physical therapy that I really got to stick with for a long time. Things weren't handled correctly in ways that were out of my control. And then it was put in my control to get my knee better. And I chose Carrie and Daily Physical Therapy. And to this day, I'm so happy that I chose to go to people that care, people that genuinely respond when you have a question or you want to know what's going on with your ailment. How do you fix it? Is there a way to fix it? What can you do that will best serve you? And they treat you like a person. I'm a big person on customer service. It means more to me than the product. And Carrie and Daily Physical Therapy has definitely provided the customer service to make me feel wanted and to make me feel that at the end of the day, they're not just there to do a job, but they're there to help me to get my knee better and to be better in general, to have a well-being that truly is something I could be happy with. 315-652-4323 is the number to call to get on your path to hope. And I implore you to make that phone call. 315-652-4323. Five locations in upstate New York, convenient for you. Make sure you give them a call Monday through Friday during normal business hours.
I also want to put a special thanks out to Dreisig Apparel, who helps me to represent my company well with the t-shirts that they've provided, the hats that they've provided, and my polo shirts, which I wear to every single event. If you're watching the videos on youtube.com/wakeupcalldt, you'll see that when I was down at the ACC Media Days for football, that my Wake Up Call with Dan Satora shirts were on. They're always on when it comes to a game or an event. When I'm covering something, I cover it wearing Wake Up Call with Dan Satora's polo shirts that were brought to me by Dreisig Apparel. So when I'm covering something, Dreisig Apparel is covering me, and I thank them for that. They have the Dreisig athletic side to it, where you can get the jerseys that you need to look good for your team, whatever it may be, whatever sport you're playing, all the way up to the highest end of jerseys, folks. I have one of them myself. Very strong jersey, a durable jersey, looks well, feels well. I got to design it and customize it, and you'll be able to do that too for your team through Dreisig Athletic and the Dreisig Lady line, which features not only the clothes that you need, ladies, to work out, to feel good when you're out there running and feel comfortable, but also the bamboo fit, which is the relaxing side of Dreisig Lady when you have that moment to sit down and take a break after dinner, after you've had a long day and you've done so much and the kids are finally to sleep. Put on your bamboo Dreisig Lady line and relax, watch some TV, be with your husband, your boyfriend, or just sit there with the girls and have a nice night and not have to worry about anything and feel comfortable in the clothing that you wear. Dreisig Lady line also available for you. Just go to the Dreisig link that I have on the homepage of wakeupcalldt.com and get more information there. Special thanks to Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill in Syracuse, an opportunity to go out and watch the game from all different angles. I was out there recently. I try to frequent going out to Toby Keith's because of the food, because of the experience, the management that's there. I truly appreciate going out to a place where you can really just, I mean, you could go seat yourself if you're going out to the bar. Plenty of seats all around the bar and high top tables. You could also sit in one of their dining rooms. There's a VIP room and, of course, the stage and the opportunity to listen to good music and dance in their giant dance floor, a dance floor that you would not see in any restaurant of that size. When you come to Syracuse, when you want to experience the new Destiny USA, you have to go out and see Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill. And if you're a fan in general, they have Bullheim, the bull named after Jim Boeheim that you can ride, and not a bad seat anywhere that you are to see the game that you want to see. I told you that when it comes to me, I never tell you to go somewhere unless I would go there myself, and I have. For the NBA draft and the NFL draft and other sporting events that have gone on, I have been at Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill, and you should get out there too to enjoy your experience with good food, good music, good atmosphere. Watch that game. Ride Bullheim if you're so daring to do so. Get out to Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill in Syracuse. You won't be disappointed. I also want to put a special thanks out to FanHands.com, which gave me the opportunity to give back to the community for Hurricane Sandy victims. FanHands, the number one fan accessory. And if you don't know what FanHands are, it's very simple. When you clap at a game, you want to get loud. That's why you clap. That's why you cheer on your team. This enhances your clap. You put on your fan hands, and all of a sudden your clap is louder. It sounds like more people are in your fan section. And why not tell the team that you love that there's more of you there, that it's louder, that you're vibrant, especially when your team's on the road? Fan hands, get them right now on fanhands.com. The opportunity to go to a game and not have to worry about, where do I put the foam finger? The clapper, I have to hold on to it. Now you can hold on to your drink. You can carry things if you need to. Put your fan hands right next to you. Slip them in your pocket. They're not something that's going to obstruct your opportunity to enjoy the game. And at the same time, you have that accessory, the number one fan accessory. So get your pair of fan hands and enjoy the game the way that you want to and not have to worry about, where do I put this? Do I sit on it? Step on it? How am I going to move this here? Don't worry about any of that anymore. Fan hands makes it easy to be the top fan in the stadium. Get your pair of fan hands at fanhands.com and go to the fan corner page of wakeupcalldt.com right now to find out how going to fanhands.com can help you help Hurricane Sandy victims. Finally, a special thanks to Moe's Southwest Grill in Erie Boulevard. I want to thank them for everything that they've done to allow me the opportunity to have the Moe Money No Problems giveaway, where I give you Moe Bucks to experience the food that I've liked for so long. My chicken quesadilla, that's what I get. Chicken quesadilla with jalapenos, pickled jalapenos, olives, cheese, lettuce, chicken, obviously, and black beans on my chicken quesadilla. That's what I like. There is a ton of different opportunities to get there. There's anything from steak to vegetarian to tofu to chicken to a ton of options for you to enjoy. You can get bacon if you want. Whatever it may be, you can have it made to your liking right in front of you by a staff that includes the management to get on the line. And it says a lot about a company when the management will get on the line, talk with you, and help you prepare the food the way that you want it instead of sitting in the back. Moe's Southwest Grill on Erie Boulevard. I truly appreciate my opportunity to give back to the community through Moe Money No Problems, and ask you to go over to Moe's and experience what it's like to have good food in a good atmosphere for a good price. Moe's Southwest Grill on Erie Boulevard. I thank everyone that's a part of Dansetora Broadcast Media and everyone that has been a part of Dansetora Broadcast Media. And first and foremost, and always at the top, I thank God for everything. Thank you for listening in. I'll talk to you very soon here on WakeUpCallDT.com, on the Sports DT app, and also on iTunes, Wake Up Call with Dansetora, and on video, YouTube.com/WakeUpCallDT.